Anything any of you would like to discuss before I get started?
I'm good.
Right.
Yeah, nothing specific for me.
Nothing for me as well.
All right. Andrew, you weren't on the call last week because of an appointment. You were out calling on somebody who you've been referred. I think it was the brewery. How did that call go?
It went fine. They signed distribution rights with a third party. That's going to be $3.5 million that will come in starting in January, and then they're getting ready to sell some real estate. That will be another $9 and change.
Wow.
It will come in. We've got the account open and ready, so whenever they want to fund, and then they did not have a will or any estate plan, so I took an attorney over there on Monday and met with them for about 2 hours. And so we're rolling there. I followed up with the person who referred the client to us, who is someone that I worked with when I was doing investment banking. Thanked him very much. He said that the meeting went really well, obviously since they signed, and that he had another friend that was going to sell a company. It sounded like in the first or second quarter of next year that he was going to send our way also, which would be a 10 to 15.
Not a bad way to start the year. The client who referred the brewery.
Yes.
Are they a client also, Andrew?
Yes.
And why do you think they were comfortable referring your team into this situation? It may sound like a dumb question, but I got a reason for asking it.
I think because for two reasons. One, he's known me for almost 20 years and is very comfortable there. And two, he has met the full team and he has gone through the onboarding. We've helped him with all of his college stuff, so it's truly been a full-service experience for him. So he knew that this guy was a bit of a mess. And he knew we would be able to handle that.
You mean a mess is a you mean financially?
Correct. Like he had no will. He doesn't have much insurance. He needs help on the investing, which he's never done before. And he's going to have $12 million.
All right. So he made more money on the real estate than he did the brewery.
Well, he hasn't sold the brewery yet. He just sold some distribution rights.
Okay, yeah, you said that.
But, yeah, so far.
Okay, John, did you just come on?
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you all doing?
I'm doing great. Here's my reason for asking the question, Andrew. Do you feel that most of your clients can refer as specifically as this client referred? I mean, you said he's known you for 20 years. Do you feel a large majority of your clients can refer you specifically like that?
I feel like the majority can. What I've been trying to do, not every monthly call, but maybe every third call, is give them an update on our business and remind them of the types of clients that we like to work with to try to make them a more informed referrer.
And part of that is making sure they understand your minimum?
Correct.
All right. John, would you answer the question the same way? You think the majority of your clients know you all well enough to refer as this brewery was referred?
Yeah, I think Andrew is on a different niche than I am, but, yeah, that's how we get, I'd say, half our business.
All right. And Andrew, you brought up something else I was going to talk about a little bit later. One of the things we haven't spent a lot of time talking about in our time together, and it's because you all have a good, pretty good arms around the growth part, Do you have referral sources, CPAs and estate planning attorneys who refer business to you?
I think we're trying.
We're trying to do that.
let me approach it another way, ask another question. If one of your clients called and said, I'm really sick of my CPA, I'm really sick of my estate planning attorney, whatever, do you all have people who you would refer into them?
Yes.
And are any of those people referring back to you?
We've had a couple try, but for me personally, I have not had success on that.
They haven't delivered. Is it something you just hit a dead end? Or
so the estate attorney that I use the most has said, "Hey, I've given this person your name. If they don't follow up with you in 2 weeks, let me know." They don't follow up. I follow up with the attorney, and in the two instances, it has not gone anywhere yet.
You would never refer anybody who doesn't do a good job.
Correct.
If there's a bad attorney who would give you referrals, you're going to stick with the attorney who isn't giving you referrals. Having said that, are there other attorneys out there that you might refer to who might be more open to referring back to you?
I'm sure there are, and I just haven't met them yet.
How would you go? What's your thought on how to go about finding those people?
I mean, I've got to just talk to clients and see who they're using, and if they give an enthusiastic endorsement, just follow up from there.
Yeah. Are there attorneys in town that you all know deal in the same type of clients that you deal in? I mean, do you know the names specifically?
Yes.
Do you have any of your clients who use those attorneys?
Yes.
Well, does it make sense to ask for a favorable introduction from your existing clients? I think I'm going to get to the same way with the enthusiastically endorsed. But do you have relationships who would introduce you to the CPAs or estate attorneys who you all would like to get in front of?
Sure.
What's the best? Is it a matter of time that you haven't approached that, or is it just you got?
Yeah, I just don't have time right now. I have not focused on it as much.
John, any thoughts on that?
No, anytime we have a new relationship or a new prospect, we ask them who their estate attorney is. And if it's someone we have not reached out to yet, we'll say, hey, we'd like to meet with you. We have a mutual client and see how it goes from there. We're having limited success, referrals coming our way as opposed to going other ways. So we've referred a lot of business to CPAs and estate attorneys. One or two of them have referred business. A couple in particular that we've referred a lot of business have not referred anything yet. It's just a matter of how long do we got to keep doing this besides we go somewhere else. I think the process takes 2 to 5 years to really get digging in there.
I do think it takes a while. We think you've got to give, John, before you get, and that's basically what you just said. You're not going to get referrals unless you give referrals. Consistently. And one of the things that you might want to think about is when you get to where you've given 3 referrals, then there ought to be a bell that goes off that says this needs to be addressed. Not addressed in the way that you would say, hey, Jim, I've given you 3 referrals. You haven't given me any, you know, get with the program or I'm going to look for somebody else. That's not professional. That's not what you would do. But think about this conversation. You've given somebody, the biggest example, I worked with a team down in Atlanta and they had given this one estate attorney 40-something referrals, 40-something. She had not reciprocated, not one. So he went back to her and had the conversation that I'm getting ready to share with you, and she says, I give all my referrals to Goldman Sachs. Now, that's the most extreme example. So you've given somebody, it's just, you just feel it's time. You've given somebody three referrals, you've given them four, whatever, your instincts tell you when, and you have this conversation. And it's something like this. Jim, we have given you four referrals over the past year. You might not know this, but we go back and check with our clients when we refer to see how the people we're referring to are doing. And the people that I've referred to you are really happy with what you do. As I reviewed this situation, I also noticed that you had not referred back to us. And then here's the key question. Is there something that we have done or possibly not done that's made you uncomfortable referring to UBS? You get the thought process, Andrew?
Yep.
Does that feel... That, to me, is very professional. You're not sticking your finger in their chest and saying, hey, why aren't I getting any referrals? You're basically putting the burden on you. Is there anything that we've done or possibly not done that's made you uncomfortable to refer back to us? And you just shut up and listen. Well, you know, I didn't realize that. I want to correct that. The next time I see someone who I think is a good fit, I'll refer I give all my referrals to Goldman Sachs, and then you know. So I would just track these referrals you're giving, and look for the right time to have that conversation. How many people, Andrew, if you had a client, how many people, how many relationships do you have estate planning wise that you could refer clients to? How many different attorneys?
Probably three.
Well, that's pretty strong. And you've not got any referrals from those three.
I've gotten two tries to refer that have not panned out.
Because they didn't fit, or they just weren't open?
They didn't follow up. So the way they referred it was not the best way.
Okay. An attorney, one of your attorneys calls you, Andrew, and says, I want to refer somebody to you. They're a good fit. I know you'll like them. I know they'll like you. What's the best way for me to refer you? What works best for you? How would you answer that question?
I would ask them to send an email introduction introducing me and allow me to follow up from there and have all the get all the contact info from them.
Okay, and you've answered my question. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm not. I'm just wanting to make sure I understand. That would be better than a sit-down meeting right off the bat. You want to do a pre-meeting over the phone.
It depends on if the attorney wants to remove themselves from the process, and the email introduction is the best. If the attorney would like to be involved, that would certainly be more helpful if we could all meet at the same time.
So you want to do what's best for the attorney.
I want to do what makes them comfortable and handle it in a way that is easiest for them.
That's exact. Okay. All makes sense. All right. So we've had this short conversation here around getting referrals from CPAs and estate planning attorneys. There's two ways to approach this. And I know you all have a ton of stuff on your plate. This is good stuff. I got a bunch of thoughts going around at the same time. Okay, you can either look for the attorneys that you want to develop a relationship and look for your clients to get a favorable introduction, or you can do it the enthusiastically endorsed and make sure all of your client, you know, the estate planning attorney for all of your clients, find out if the clients can enthusiastically endorse them and look for a favorable introduction that way. John, any thoughts on that?
No, I think I don't think you have to worry about us actively trying to get it. I like the way you worded after a while, which I kind of did to another guy already, not as nicely as you did. I did a little more directly. But I don't think we're going to let 45 referrals like the people did happen. For me, it's just gravy. If we can get 3 to 5 a year referrals from these guys, I just think it's gravy. We have found that we do better just taking the bull by the horn and getting it ourselves, but we're crazy not to use some leverage by other people helping us. And I think it will come, but it's they're very quick to take, and they're very reluctant, it seems, to offer, and then they give you the excuse that it just doesn't happen much or this and that. So, but I like the way you worded, why are we not getting referrals?
Yeah. I never would suspect you all would get to 46 or 48, whatever it was with in Atlanta. What I am suggesting is that you make this a, I don't want to say a focus, but I guess I am saying it'd be a focus. I think what you all understand that when somebody refers you in, they're taking a risk. Agreed?
And vice versa.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. So, one of the ways that you make sure people are comfortable are not, you can't ensure it, but help them be comfortable is for them to understand what you do. Some of these people don't really understand that there's a wide range of, what's the polite word, abilities within the industry. There aren't many teams like yours. So when they understand, as you all explained to me, we do an introductory meeting, we do this, we do that, we do the planning, the whole process, that's going to make them more comfortable doing referring to you. Now, here's one other thing that you might think about while we're talking about with the estate planning attorneys. I did estate planning in 3 different cities with 3 different estate planning attorneys, all really, really good. St. Louis, Dallas, and Baltimore. No, in Nashville, I'm sorry. They did a good job. Never once have any of those attorneys called me or corresponded with me and asked me if I had implemented the things they suggested. You can have the greatest estate plan in the financial plan in the world, but if you have if the assets aren't correctly titled, you circumvent them. So nobody's ever fought. No estate planning attorney's ever followed up with me. Who is going to see a change in a client's life more quickly? An estate attorney, estate planning attorney, or you all who talk to the client once a month?
We are.
Us.
You are. So when you see those, and again, this is something you can talk about with an estate planning attorney. When I talk to my clients on a monthly basis, a subtle advertisement for your practice. When I see things that would require a will to be drawn, a codicil, whatever, I bring that information back to you with the client's permission. So in other words, I think the way most people think about referrals is I'll refer to you, you refer to me. This is another way that you can bring business back to an estate planning attorney is any changes that you might see in a client's financial life, marriages, divorces, grandchildren, inheritance, all those things. So, again, it's just a way to show an estate planning attorney, in this example, how you can help them. Make sense?
Yes.
Here's what I'd ask you to start on that process. Make sure that you know who the estate planning attorneys are who work with your clients and could give you that favorable introduction. And, John, you said if you could get 3 to 5, or I think you said 3 to 5 a year from several attorneys or CPAs, that is gravy. That is gravy. All right. We talked last. Any questions on that? No. We talked last week. John, you and Andrew weren't on the call. We talked about service, and I'd just like to revisit that for a second. And what we really talked about on that is there really two levels of service. There's the daily blocking and tackling, making sure calls are returned, those things that are, I think, as I said last week, I think the client has a right to expect those things. It's not a big bonus when you do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it, although there are a lot of people who don't do that. So there's a baseline, and you all, John, I think are delivering it. I mean, don't you feel you're delivering the bedrock things that clients can expect? The next level of service is when you go beyond that. And I shared with the folks on the call last week our best stop on our trip to Europe was a place like 30 miles outside of London that the service was it was mind-boggling. I mean, it really was. It was so good. Called us by name, never had to sign for anything. It was a 17-room hotel. I mean, it was just fabulous. The service was fabulous. So we talked about last week about some things that you all could do that would set the service that your clients get apart from what's really good service at other places. So the homework was to come up with some things some items that might take your service level to that wow factor. Will, you have any chance to think about that?
Yeah, just some of the stuff that we've done previously, like delivering paperwork to their houses and picking it up at their convenience. We've done in-home technology visits for clients who are frustrated frustrated with whether UBS's technology or other service providers that we provide. And our kind of theory and what we explain to the client is we'd rather spend time fixing it than you having to have to spend time fixing it and getting frustrated. We've done that. Recognition on birthdays, recognition on life events, whether it's having a child, having a grandchild, graduating college for the kids, any meeting, we make a point to make it personal, so explain or pretty much just go over the kids' names and birth dates and where they're in school and what's going on just so that they know that we know their kids' names. Other than that, just making it as easy as possible for them to do business with us. Ashley goes downstairs. We're on the 9th floor. For any checks that are delivered or any paperwork, we know that sometimes they got a lot going on. We'll just meet them downstairs in the parking lot, and now the clients know that that's okay, and they don't feel bad asking us, just saying, hey, I'm swinging by, dropping off a check, and we just make sure to be down there and pick up the check instead of them having to park the car and go up to the 9th floor and talk to a receptionist, then us come out, just saves them time. That's just off the top of my head what we do that kind of is over and beyond just the normal stuff that an average team does.
And I think the way you described that 17-room hotel is what we seem to get from newer people that are referred to us by us. So we had a situation, a really good client, CEO of a public company, referred the guy that works underneath him. Within two calls, he said, you guys are exactly the service. That's why the guy referred it to me. And every time we talk to him, he always comments about the service. So I'm hoping people explain us like you explained the hotel.
Well, it's who you all are, John. When we first started talking, it was about we know how to grow. Now how do we make it repeatable? And get some structure, and just the natural next step is to make dealing with your team. It's just a special thing, I mean, just going down to pick up the checks, all of those things. I mean, it's just I would just ask you to keep thinking about things that will set you apart. Again, it's Well, it makes such a difference. Do you all have a standardized process when a client comes into the office?
Yes.
You know what they, I think we talked about this, you know what they drink. You're using real coffee cups, not paper, not styrofoam coffee cups, all of those types of things. You got that under control?
Yes. Yeah, we provide refreshments. Typically, if we know that they have a specific preference on drink, we would provide it. But, yes, we make sure that it's a nice experience, almost like going to sitting at their country club.
And do you help them with the parking? I heard you say we're going to pick up checks, but if somebody comes in, is parking easy? Is it validated, all of those things?
Parking is easy, and we have visitor spots, and no one has to pay for parking in our area, so we're fortunate with that.
Okay, good. All right, just keep thinking about those things. It adds a lot to the experience. Anything else anybody wants to talk about?
I'm good on my end.
Well, we'll talk next month. I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving. We've all got lots to be thankful for. I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Sure,
likewise,
you
too. Thank you very much. You have a great Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.